The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number three, hour three of our radio show. And what did you make of Richard Sherman, former NFL player Richard Sherman, circling the names of Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen as being responsible for the contract kerfluffle involving Lamar Jackson? And who is to blame for this Lamar Jackson contract soap opera? The Ravens have told free agents they're not committed to keeping Lamar Jackson. They'd like him, but they're not committed to keeping him. Do you believe it or not? We'll go down all of those highways and byways and much more right now. It is a calorie-free edition of hour number three, and here it is. The Jackson Reaction. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Co-conspirators, as we make sports talk hay under the cover of darkness, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and majestically powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the piano, the dueling piano audio bar. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So our lead this hour, coming from the NFL. Lamar Jackson, did he agree to terms on an offer sheet over the weekend with a mystery team? No, he did not. He continues to twist in the wind. No new information about a workout business partner going around trying to get teams to offer Lamar Jackson a contract. But he is waiting. He is waiting for the text messages and the phone calls to come in. It has been all quiet on the Western Front. But now we have another person entering the chat regarding the status of Lamar Jackson. The man who is the voice of reason, just ask him, he'll tell you. A man who you do not want banging on your door in the middle of the night while drunk. Richard Sherman has chimed in. Now, if you did not hear, perhaps not, this bouncing around the echo chamber in this news cycle, Richard Sherman believes that he knows two people who are to blame for Lamar Jackson's contract quagmire, but they don't involve NFL executives. You know who those two people are? Well, he spilled the beans in a recent episode of something called the Richard Sherman Podcast. Boy, they'll give anyone a podcast. Let's go to the audio tape. Here is Richard Sherman blaming some other people for Lamar Jackson's problem.
For them to say nobody's interested in him. I mean, they trading two first-round picks for D-linemen, for safeties. And you're talking about former MVP of the league. A lot of these teams don't got nobody at the quarterback spot. Some of them trading two first-round picks to draft a kid that you don't know what he going to be.
All right, well, now we're going to play the one I was looking for. This is the Sherman soundbite here where he talks about naming names here. That was him commenting on the trade compensation. But here is Richard, I promise, we'll get the one right here. Here's Sherman commenting on who's to blame.
What pissed me off is when Kirk Cousins got his fully guaranteed deal, I thought all the quarterbacks from then on were going to be like, hey, if it ain't guaranteed, I ain't taking it. Then Mahomes took that BS deal. Just 10 years and want it to look like $500,000. Like, but if you get a half of that, fully guaranteed, everybody's happier. That sets precedent. But when he didn't set it, then Josh Allen didn't set it. Now Lamar's trying to set it after Deshaun's already set it. And they're like, nah.
All right, so he is ranting and raving there. But you heard he named names. He blames Richard Sherman, blames Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Mahomes took that BS deal. That BS deal, just 10 years. And wanted it to look like $500,000,000, he said. And then he talked about Josh Allen didn't set it. And he said, trying to set it after Deshaun, meaning the creepy quarterback, the pervert, Deshaun Watson, already set it. All right, so let us discuss. You also heard Sherman there in that first bite that we played out of order there where he said that he was stunned at the trade market for Lamar. So the question, what did you make of Richard Sherman circling Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen's names and blaming them for Lamar Jackson being in the pickle jar that he's in right now? Sorry, our buddy, the great Alf Opiner there in Springfield, Mass. Alf, the great Opiner. So I've got darts, Sun Tzu, and the Dead Sea. And we will connect all of these random things together. So first of all, this is a unique curveball. There's a lot of English on the ball from Richard Sherman. Going back several years, playing the blame game, circling Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. That's an interesting take. It's a fresh take. Giving Lamar Jackson essentially a hall pass, like he's somehow the victim here. Richard Sherman playing darts, hot take darts, and he missed the bullseye on this one. And here's why he missed the mark. Always someone else's fault. Now, I don't know about you. When I hear that, I roll my eyes. Patrick Mahomes, very happy in Kansas City, got a good thing going on. He wanted to stay in the heartland, and he got $141 million guaranteed, knowing that he would get another contract. The deal would be torn up. They'd renegotiate the contract multiple times, and so he would restructure and change some numbers around. And then Josh Allen, hanging out where the Buffalo roam, and he did what was best for him. He got $150 million guaranteed from the Bills. And then he was doing the Irish, you know, happy dance. But neither one of those bozos will have to ever get a real job again. They're made men. Generational wealth. And are we supposed to sit here and have a pity party for Lamar Jackson because Mahomes got the deal that he wanted and Allen got the deal that he wanted? They were both taken care of well before they turned 30. The Vikings, who gave Kirk Cousins the guarantee, and the Browns, they are the outliers. They're the exception to the rule, giving out fully guaranteed contracts. Neither one of them actually reset the market. How do we know that? We know that, Richard Sherman, because if they had reset the market, then every other contract would just be guaranteed. That would be the standard operating procedure, but that did not happen. Those were abnormalities. Abnormalities. It's like a freak show back in the day on the boardwalk in Atlantic City, the bearded lady. The bearded lady is not the norm. All right? That's why it's in a freak show. And the contract Deshaun Watson got, everyone points their finger like Nelson from The Simpsons and says, ha ha, at the Cleveland Browns. Like, what are you doing? And Kirk Cousins with the Vikings, a similar reaction. Now, secondly, let's play the blame game. Who is to blame for this Lamar Jackson contract soap opera. So this take is going to send 1,000 volts of electric power through your bones. I hope you are ready. Are you prepared for an unpopular opinion? Maybe not. Get ready for the high voltage. Here we go. We lay the blame at the doorstep of Lamar Jackson. That's right. He's to blame. Here's why. Lamar Jackson should have studied as a land surveyor. Would have been better off. Here's what I mean. He failed to properly measure the landscape on the map, the treasure map, and free agency. Now, I respect his frugality. I've said that many times. I've worked in network radio for a long time. I had one agent, and the guy was terrible. He was a dick in Dayton and just was absolutely terrible. If he was a flower, he would be a pussy willow flower. And that was my agent. So I got rid of that guy, and I said, I don't need you, and you didn't help me out, and so I'm done. But as a land surveyor, you would have been better off. In that business, it is often vital to play the parlor game, and the frugality has not worked out in Lamar's favor. Is it true that if you have a competent representative, Lamar Jackson would have, could have, should have known 6 months prior, that the market for his services would not or would have been there? The dogs are barking. The chickens are squawking. Do you realize that had Lamar Jackson played his cards right, he would have sketched the outline, the rough outline of a contract way before he was even tagged by the Ravens? The just in case you get the tag, here's what we're going to do. It's an open secret. And as Sun Tzu wrote in the book, The Art of War, a book that was about 100 pages or less than that, but still gets quoted hundreds of years after Sun Tzu's death, every war is won before it is ever fought. Every contract negotiation is settled before it goes public. NFL free agent bonanza. It happens every year. But those deals are done through intermediaries, through back channels. Lamar Jackson would have known there was, or again, was not interest. He could have used that to his advantage to negotiate, hammer out a deal with Baltimore. If he knew that there was no other team that was willing to give him even an offer sheet, which is what it appears right now, then Lamar Jackson could have then used that intel and said, okay, I have to be more realistic with my contract demands from the Ravens because I'm not going to get what I want. And boom. Checkmate. All right, final thought. So there was another story bouncing around regarding Lamar Jackson's current and possibly former team, Baltimore. Now that story, which came across my radar, said the Ravens are at least giving indications to some free agents that they've been meeting with that they would like to keep Lamar. But, here's the but, the kicker, they are not committing one way or another. Do you believe it or not? Do you believe it or not that that is going on? I buy it. Like, the Ravens are not 100% in control of the situation. They've got a chokehold on it, but it's not 100%. It's like a slippery eel. Can get away from you. Having decided not to give Lamar Jackson the exclusive franchise tag, and they don't want to give him the fully guaranteed long-term contract, that presents a headache, a migraine headache. It's either play as the non-exclusive franchise quarterback or sit out and get nothing if no other offers come in. Baltimore cannot guarantee that Lamar's going to show up. I mean, therefore, they're just being honest here. It's like, yeah, we want Lamar, but eh. Remember a couple years back, there was a running back named Le'Veon Bell who was tagged as the franchise running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers. and he threatened to sit out. And I said, that's not going to happen. That's bullshoy. There's no way. Why would you leave that money on the table? But he did. He did it. He did it. And better to handle things that way than guaranteeing, if you're the Ravens, that Lamar Jackson is going to be your quarterback, only to have him riding jet skis in a banana hammock, drinking tequila sunrises and pina coladas there in South Beach. Better to avoid that. Lamar Jackson is still fishing for that contract, but I'm looking at the water here, and somehow he has traveled through a time warp to the Dead Sea. And there's no fish in the Dead Sea. There's a little bacteria from time to time. There has been a landslide, and he needs to move those big boulders off the free agency roadway. He's got chewing gum problems, which means he's suffering from jaw pain, blowing too many bubbles as he plays the waiting game. Wait, 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 wait. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you want to comment on any of this, you can join us here. The lines are open at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If you want to be part of the program, and later this hour, we're going to have the instant advice line, but we are going to get back to the calls. We had caller-free radio for the final 30 minutes or so of last hour, and the first 15 minutes or so of this hour as a result of a run of dreadful phone calls. But we'll get back to the calls at 877-99 on Fox. Time now for the Maller Riddle of the Day. The Maller Riddle of the Day. Chicago Bulls guard Patrick Beverley said that he got paid a ton of money to post a picture of blank. Patrick Beverley, Chicago Bulls guard, the glue guy, for always one of the great Clippers and Timberwolves of all time, Patrick Beverley, said that he got paid a ton of money to post a picture of blank. That is the Maller Riddle of the Day. The answer, we'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Join the curious world of the Ben Maller Show online. It is pain-free and easy to do. Just follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, but he's more than just the call screener. He's the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop de Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan. And I'm live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And we begin with a Maller monologue about Richard Sherman and his latest commentary. Hot take, blaming Mahomes and Josh Allen for the contract debacle for Lamar Jackson. We got to pay off, though, the Maller riddle of the day. And here it is, the Maller riddle of the day. How exciting is this? Here we go. Chicago Bulls guard Patrick Beverley said he got paid a ton of money to post a picture of blank. Bean Boot Maker Bob says Beverly got paid a ton of money to post a photo of Lizzo eating a salad. Courtesy Flusher is going with a shrunken head as his answer. Ferg Dog says Clipper Nation hater Gunner is the correct answer. And really one of the great sports talk radio callers. How lucky are we that Gunner found our show? Of all the shows that Gunner chooses to call our show. And Nick in Wisconsin went with buttocks as his answer. Alf, the alien opiner, says Beverly got paid a boatload of money to post a picture of his new loafers. And those are some good-looking loafers right there. I'd wear those. They look like little pieces of bread. Mallor Prop Guy says a photo of him trolling LBJ is the answer. Robin Vegas says that he was paid to post a picture of a large turd, a.k.a. Blind Scott. Dick in Dayton was answered by J.D. in Casey. Well, that's a classic photo you found, J.D., of the Dickster calling on a payphone. They don't even have those anymore. Wow. All right, who else do we have? Page down. Donkey Sausage says the hair in his sink is the answer. Just Josh says Beverly was paid to post a picture of his lickable toes. That is the answer. Can't read that. Robbie the Mariner fan says Beverly got paid to show his lightning bolt. Kevin in Florida says Beverly was paid to wear his game-worn skid-marked underwear. That's the answer. Supermarket Steve says Beverly was paid for posting a picture of himself going down in the low post and giving LeBron the too small signal. Eek says Charles Barkley's fat took us. Callaghan Tim's going with a nude picture of Angela Lansbury. Interesting answer there. A picture of Uranus from 00 Mexican in San Diego. His bidet, guessed by the disgruntled Viking Rube. That's his answer. Picture of Boban nude from Kenneth the Sports Llama. That's his selection. Rob the Goatman says, clearly Richard Sherman is just looking for clicks. If you want a great pod with some hard truths, everyone knows you tune into the Mallertown podcast. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
Yes, it's a picture of him with Steve Ballmer at the Jiggle Joint.
Oh, now that would be impressive. I bet you Ballmer's a baller. He's like that Memphis Grizzlies guard, Ja Morant, and he goes in there. No, that's incorrect, Eddie. That is incorrect. The correct answer is Patrick Beverley claimed that he was not trolling LeBron James and the Lakers or the Clippers when he posted a photo of him with toilet paper, Charmin toilet paper. extra soft. He says he got paid a ton of money to post that photo. Well, both those things could be true, though. He might have been paid a ton of money to post the photo, and he was also busting the balls of the Clippers and the Lakers. I mean, both those things at the same time are not mutually exclusive. So it is possible that both those things are true. Let's go to the phones, and we'll say hello to Paul in West Virginia. Hello, Paul. Good morning. You're on the Ben Maller Show on Fox, Paul.
Hey, good morning. It's first time calling in, and, you know, I've been listening since the opening monologue about Salah and talking about Rodgers and then going across. I'm in the, you know, the corner of West Virginia, so I'm talking about the former Redskins, now Commandos, and then also the Lamar Jackson situation is kind of prevalent in this area. So I'll hit on the most recent one that you talked about first, the Lamar Jackson situation. I mean, that guy, he's like a diva wide receiver from the mid-2000s, the Chad Johnsons, the Terrell Owens, some of the things that he posts on social media. And like you said, I think if he had an agent, then he would have had the feel for the rest of the league to know that he's not going to get his demands anywhere else. And I just think that showing his character, you know, it's like when you're frustrated as a kid, you throw a temper tantrum. I got a two-year-old, and that's what it is to me. And I don't think teams that, you know, based on his play on the field and his injuries, I don't think that they want him with that alone. But then also they see his character and some of these things he puts out on social media, and that turns them off even more. Now, going across to the Commanders, you know, I always compare it. I'm a Jets fan, and this is, we're going to circle back to the opening monologue. I always compared the Commanders, you know, the former Redskins, to my Jets ever since I moved here back in the early 2000s. Because they seem like that team in the NFC that just couldn't get their stuff together, were so uncompetitive on the field. And I'll tell you that this fan base around here, the training center was in Loudoun County, and I lived in Loudoun County for a little bit. They are demoralized. I mean, first you get the allegations that came out about the conduct of the team, what was going on in the back rooms, the locker rooms. You know, you talk about it, all the bad stuff that happened. That happened, and then they changed the name, and all those old-time fans, they went away. Anytime you go to a Commanders game at FedEx, it's a home game for the away team that's coming in to visit, and it's sad to watch being around the area.
Well, Paul, more importantly, Paul, how did you find how did you stumble onto the show, Paul? How did you find the show? You're listening all night long here. Are you normally not up at this time? What's going on with that?
You know, to be honest with you, I'm a truck driver, so my hours kind of switched over to where I'm starting to drive overnight.
Oh,
I love Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, there you go.
And
all right.
So, you know, and to be honest with you, out of all the shows that are on, you know, I love Covino and Rich, and I love Ben Mallard.
There you go. Take that. See that? That's a ringing endorsement right there. Right on par with Covino and Rich right there, side by side. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. We don't give anything away, though. They have, like, products they give away. We don't give anything away. We have no budget.
I actually won a Nerf football from them. So
there you go. See, we can't give you anything. I will give you, though, a lifetime supply of nothing if you want. And then, Paul, you know, when your two-year-old grows up and they want nothing, you say, hey, call the Maller Show. They'll send you nothing. And we can hook you up on that.
Yeah. I'll frame it.
Yeah. Well, it's nothing. I mean, you could frame it right now. You probably have it. You have nothing, so you could frame nothing, and boom, you've got that right there, a whole lot of nothing. All right, listen, be safe out there. Paul, we are here 5 nights a week, and Fox Sports Radio never turns off, so thank you for finding us. I appreciate it. And you're not like our normal callers, so I don't know how to handle it. I'm not used to it. It's like a daytime caller at night. I don't know how to handle a daytime caller at night. I don't.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Normally, you don't think of Charlotte, North Carolina as maybe a hot spot of fans being unruly, but apparently one was in the Hornets-Mavericks game, so much so that Dallas guard Kyrie Irving had the fan removed from the arena for
Kyrie knows about bad behavior. Yes, he does. He knows a thing or two about that. He's got
don't know what was said, but the game in the third quarter was stopped. Kyrie pointed out this gentleman and had him ejected.
How bad does this look for the NBA? Russell Westbrook's done this. He did this earlier this year. LeBron's done it. Durant's done it. It is such a bad look for the NBA. Do they realize how bad that looks? Do we see that in football?
Ever happened in football.
You've never been in a Charger game, Eddie, and Herbert?
Well, I don't think they can hear the fans.
Oh, you can hear the fans, trust me. Yeah,
when you're on the field.
Oh, yeah, when the fans loud, trust, you can hear. I've been on the sidelines in an NFL game. You can hear the fans if they're loud.
When Roberto goes to those baseball games? They hear Roberto, right?
Yeah.
Outfielders can hear.
Do the players in baseball, does that? I think it has happened. Didn't Adam Jones try to get somebody ejected? Oriole back in the day. But it's rare. Basketball happens like once a week. I mean, it's a terrible look.
Westbrook does it once a week.
It's such a bad look.
And those are the highest paid seats.
Remember when LeBron had the two fans in Indiana kicked out on the same night? The they were college-age people. A girl and a guy had them kicked out. And it's just a bad look for the NBA. But, hey, their product. Do what they want. Apparently no one's watching based on the ratings. Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show as we roll on all night long here, chopping down the overnight. This portion of the show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. And our man, Jay Scoop, he posted this. He said, Maller Militia officially has boots on the ground in the Ukraine. And he has posted a photo. He crossed over. I thought he was going to Warsaw. Maybe he drove from Warsaw down, but he's right near the inside the border of the Ukraine, just across from Romania.
Has he shared with you how he's, I mean,
yes,
he can't just show up and say, hey, I'm here to help out, right? He's got to be some sort of connection with somebody, right?
Yeah. There's a group that is, there's actually a fair amount of Americans. Some have actually lost their lives that have fought in the combat with Russia. And so he had talked to some of those people, but he's crossed over.
This is still wild.
Man. I know, isn't it crazy? He's a ways away from Kiev, or what do they call it now? They don't call it Kiev. They changed and they call it something else.
I can't remember.
I can't keep track of that. But he's got a good drive to get to Kiev. I don't know if that's where he's going. I have no idea. And he claimed that he has changed his location. He's moved on. This is an old location. But if he is going to what used to be called Kiev, that would be right in the heart of the Ukraine. And then you've got to the north, if you look at your map, Eddie, you've got Belarus up top, and then Moldova down low, and then Romania. So it's exciting times here. We're following our man, Jay Scoop. If you missed it, Jay Scoop's won many Benny Awards, very talented musician, as he has teamed up with Just Josh on some duets. And he has decided, he almost lost his life in December. He got some medicine that they gave him, wrong medicine. He almost died. He survived that. And he said this is his calling. He needs to go. He needs to help. And so he is literally in the Ukraine right now at this hour. It's in the morning. And it's in the morning here too, but it's much later in the morning. The sun's up in the Ukraine, and he's doing his thing. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. Let's say hello to Van, the one-legged Bama man. Hello, Van, the one-legged Bama man.
Hello, Vinny. Benny.
What's going on?
I got a synopsis of the trip from hell.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you were very excited when we last spoke. You were going to help Alabama get to the Final Four. How did that work out?
Get up there. Hour and a half late because of wrecks and traffic in Nashville. I start feeling nauseated as I do sometimes with the 18 damn pills I take a day.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so I'm in my car. We get my stuff out to take up to the room. My fraternity brother from Columbus is already there. So I feel nauseated. The door is open. My keys are in the floorboard. I get sick. The wind blows the door shut, locks my keys in the car. I have to call a locksmith. When he arrives, it's coming a storm. We're out there in the rain. He gets it unlocked. Okay. That's okay. Get to the game. Got good seats. Down real low to the right of one end of the court. So Alabama down by 5 at half. That defense is smothering us. We get back up by 9. So we're feeling pretty good in the second half. Boom. 12-0 run. They never trailed again. They whipped us. They deserve to win. They're a hell of a damn team. They don't score a lot of points, but they score. They keep you from scoring very many. You saw that game against Creighton. I get sick after the game. You know, no drinking, just, I don't know, just nauseated. But the worst part, we wake up the next morning, and Greg, my friend, gets a call from his sister. They found his father dead on his bedroom floor. Oh, man.
Holy crap.
So now we got to turn around, you know, immediately leave. We got $500 worth of tickets for Sunday, but we were going to, so we transfer them over on the phone to one of my friends that's there from Chattanooga. So, of course, he couldn't sell them because all Alabama fans left, and there was empty seats Sunday, but he got sitting there. Better seats.
Weren't a lot of Aztec fans there, I guess? No, did not.
There was not many.
Yeah.
Not many. Right beside me was the girl who was neutral, but she decided to pull for San Diego State and bought a T-shirt. But she was from Ohio.
Yeah.
And but she wasn't cheering too bad. We got along fine. She talked to me more than she did her boyfriend.
Ah, but so, you, bet you enjoyed
whoever
that.
Whoever that dude was.
Bet you enjoyed that, yeah. I got you.
Yeah, she was pretty good looking.
There you go.
But then I was so aggravated. I go out to my car to leave. Greg has already left. I'm right behind him. My battery's dead. I had left parking lights on.
This is a Murphy's Law situation here.
I know.
And everything that can go wrong did go wrong. What a pain.
But
in
I did have a jump box in my car, so it had enough juice to get it jumped.
Oh, good.
I'm so aggravated and pissed off, especially about Greg losing his father. I hit 120 going home. I had my emergency lights on. Dale Earnhardt couldn't have driven any better than me. In and out of traffic. I'm like, where are all these freaking people going on a Saturday morning?
And you didn't get a ticket on the way back driving that fast? You didn't get a ticket?
The only trooper I saw is when it stopped to dead stop in Nashville again because of the wreck. And he was over the side of the road, and I'm going zero. Cranked it back up to 120, and I was zipping out. And all the people were going to spring break. I finally figured it out. Got to Chattanooga, where the road splits, and the people going to Chattanooga traffic were backed all the way up to the Spill Island.
All right. I got to leave it there, man. But what a week, man. What a pain in the ass. Thank you for that. The great Van, one-legged Bama man. We got his full travel log there. Locked the keys in, found out the friend's dad died. What a pain in the behind there. We will have the Insta Advice Line, Unscreened Radio. Who needs our advice? You want to recommend somebody? Should we give advice to Jay Scoop? You want to do something other than Jay Scoop? We'll have the Insta Advice Line, Unscreened Radio. We'll get to that. We will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you listen for 5 good minutes, you know the Ben Maller Show is not for the squeamish or the faint of heart. You're invited to join our secret society online. You'll get to mingle with other like-minded listeners on Facebook. It's just a few clicks away. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Hey, you sports figure guy or girl.
Who the hell are you talking to, son?
Here's some instant advice.
Hold that thought. No one's paid attention to me for 10 whole seconds.
And if you don't like it, screw you.
And away we go. It's the Insta Advice Line, Unscreened Radio. The safety net is off. Who needs our advice? Someone of prominence from the world of sports, from the show, from the media. We normally pick out an athlete, a coach, a prominent media member, but occasionally we stray away from that and we go to someone in our world. And right now, there is a young man who was in studio not that long ago, was here hanging out with us, and he has just crossed over into the Ukraine, Jay Scoop. The man, the myth, the legend, Jay Scoop, very talented musician. So what is your advice to Jay Scoop as he goes on this mission to help out the cause in the Ukraine, their battle with Russia? And if you want to give any advice to Jay Scoop, he's traveling around. He's awake. It's early in the morning there. It's, I think, 9, 10 in the morning, something like that, in the Ukraine. And so he's doing his thing. 877-99 on Fox is the number. You're live on the air. When you hear my voice, we'll start out with you on line one. Hello, line one. You're on
number
the air, line one.
Never thought I'd say this, but I'd rather watch the women's Final Four than the men's this year.
All right. You enjoy that, Supermarket Steve. let me know how it goes. Let's go to line three. Line three, you're on the air, line three. We're giving advice to Jay Scoop, line three.
Try drinking water with your butt like a beetle. You too, Eddie.
All right. It's great advice. Yeah, we learned that on the fifth hour, Eddie, this Far Kingdom, that the beetle, they drink the water through their tuchus.
What?
Yeah, it's a fun fact. Line five, you're on the air, line five. Hello.
Eddie, please start adding MLS scores to the update. Thank you.
No,
all right.
Never.
There you go, Eddie. Please, come on. The man's requesting
it. Are they even
it.
Playing right now?
Line six, you're on the air, line six. Hello.
Alabama Van, you survived the alligator attack. Quit your complaining.
Oh, look at that. Rob in Vegas bringing the heat to Van, the one-legged Bama man. 877-99 on Fox. We're giving advice to Jay Scoop. This is Unscreened Radio. Normally we have an intense screening process. As you know, the very top callers and sports talk radio get on the air. We don't let any schmoes on, only the top 1%. But now anyone can call up at 877-99 on Fox. We're giving advice to Jay Scoop. And you on line one. Hello, line one.
Number one.
Line one's not there. We'll go to line two. Hello, line two. You're on the air, line two.
Man, I think that's a little too far to do community service.
That's a fair point. Yes. It's a little much. I think that's unfair. You might want to contact your probation officer there, Jay Scoop. I think you've gone too far. Let's go to line three. Hello, line three.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Oh, thank you, Andrea. Shouldn't you be in the bathtub, Andrea? What's wrong with you? Hello, line four.
Yeah, get those papers on Hunter Biden, that piece of shit.
All right. Thank you for that, sir. Geez. I don't think you can say that. Line six. Hello, line six. You're on the air, line six.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
Oh, that's a pretender. That's not the original.
Wow.
That's a pretender, Eddie. I can tell you that.
Highest form of flattery, they say.
Andrea, you have so many people that have copied your material here. This is crazy. It's nonsense. Line one, you're on the air, line one. Hello.
Number one.
Cover your stump before you hump.
All right. Thank you for that. And we are giving advice to Jay Scoop, our P1, Jay Scoop. He is in the Ukraine right now. We think he's monitoring the show, and he's been sending some messages here giving us details on where he's at as he's just crossed over the border into the Ukraine. Line five, you're on the air, line five. Hello.
Say your prayers and eat your vitamins, brother.
There you go. All right.
Brother.
Thank you. Line four, you're on the air, line four. Hello.
I'm not too good.
Hey! It's
he's back.
He's back.
Back.
Back, 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 back. All right. Line six, hello.
Stay away from the 9-year-old.
Line one. Hello, line one.
Number one.
It's time. Did the enemy change his name to be friendly?
I don't think so. I do sports, though. I don't know what's going on. 877-99 on Fox. Line three. Hello, line three. You're on the air.
Give him the old double tap. One to the chest, two to the head. Let's go.
All right. Wow. All right. Line, man, these people are vicious, Eddie. Line four. You're on the air, line four.
Forrest, run!
Okay, line five. Hello, line five.
It's too much masturbation, the problem.
Clearly that is a problem, Blair in Maine. Line six, hello.
Salami.
Okay, that's what you're doing right now, sir. We'll do one more, only one more. If it's good, I'll take credit. If not, Kubalu, pick the final call for Jay Scoop. Is the device
line one.
Line one, you're on the air, line one! Yo, line one, you gotta go faster, line one.
One of these weeks you'll get it, Ben.
I picked line one. Line one screwed me over. I got screwed by line one.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.